Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren with the Warren Report today on Alexander Graham Bell. It's coming up in just a minute.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
No Contest Wrestling, where O'Shea Jackson Jr. and TJ Jefferson bring their hot takes with the biggest names in the game.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bron Breakker.
Welcome to the pod.
My aspirations in life, I always wanted to be a WWE superstar.
The prodigy, Roxanne Perez. I gotta talk about the hugger cosplay.
I mean, it was perfect, wasn't it?
Yeah. LA Knight.
What
man.
Am I Welcome doing here? At this point, I can retire. See everybody.
The No Contest Wrestling Podcast, part of the Rich Eisen Podcast Network. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
And now, another episode of Bird Watching with the Kavoyans.
Titmouse.
Talk.
On the next Bird Watching with the Kavoyans.
Swallow.
Talk.
Remember what we always say, bird watching is a flocking good time.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
How are you?
Had a great time over the weekend. Hello to everybody who came out to see us.
Oh, yeah.
Huge turnout in Osceola, Iowa. Beautiful country. Had a great evening. And Pat, you were spectacular is the word I'm looking for.
Easy. Easy, big time. What?
Put a bug in my mouth. All you guys were great. Willie G. Willie G. And Jeff Oskey and Josh.
Did anyone else swallow a bug? Just Tom or?
I performed in them, but I didn't swallow.
Yeah, yeah. I think you were the only
They were swarming up there. I indeed swallowed one as I ran up there.
Josh and I had a comedy bit worked up where he was complaining about the first thing he did when he got up on stage was you were complaining that you didn't have
a stool.
A stool up there. So yeah. I did the old Jerry Lewis bit when he does when he did stand up. From off stage, you see a stool being thrown onto the stage. I did that too.
Did you saw a woman in half?
I did not saw a woman in half. Yes. I was visited by sheriff's deputies in Iowa.
Okay.
They were standing right there saying, "You can't, you're not sawing a woman."
Oh, I'm sorry.
They were armed. Right
next
now, there we go. Now, we're trying to hook up with comedian Greg Warren, and we have made the hookup. There he is. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Great.
Sorry, I missed that stool bit, man.
It's hilarious.
Awesome.
You know the one I'm talking about.
It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I would have loved it.
Yep.
Greg, this is your segment known as the Warren Report. You seem to be a little bit slow.
Yeah. Maybe I am, or maybe it's the connection. I don't know. It could be either. But today's topic is Alexander Graham Bell.
Oh, okay. Now, I understand that he was, that was the Bell Telephone Company.
Of course.
Is Alexander Graham Bell.
You're right, Chick. Yep. You are right about that.
Is that the only reason it would ring?
Is that why they used a bell?
For yeah.
The, if it would have been Alexander Horn.
Would it would instead of
Ruga. Oh, sorry.
Would have been a whole different.
That's really interesting. I spent a lot of time with this subject and it never occurred to me.
the phone rings. Yeah.
Bell.
Yeah, that's brilliant stuff, guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You were there at the creation.
Alexander, he was born Alexander Bell. He did not have a middle name until his 11th year. For his birthday, they gave him a middle name.
Whoa.
That was his birthday present.
Nice.
If I was 11 and I had any input into my middle name, I would have been Greg Pizza Warren or Greg Ozzy Smith Warren or Greg Aquaman Warren, I think this would have been. But yeah, Alexander Graham Bell. His mother was deaf. She could only hear through an ear trumpet. And honestly,
those were like legit things. Yeah,
sure.
They were so crazy. Well,
what is that?
Yeah, just so you guys are clear, an ear trumpet is it's not an instrument that you play out of your ear. Just
right.
So you guys, it's not like
it's like a megaphone but reverse.
Yes.
And Christy's right. This is why.
But it's shaped exactly like a megaphone.
But this is why you cup your hand, like
right.
Christy was saying, and that because that helps you.
Sure does.
It's got to be awkward carrying her big one around all the time. It's like you're a cheerleader in the 20s. You
know, yes. If you were particularly hard of hearing, you carried around an ear tuba. His dad was a genius at helping the deaf. He devised a lot of systems to help the deaf. And Alexander Graham Bell, when he was a young man, opened a school to teach deaf people.
Nepo baby.
Certain but he got into inventing stuff. He was actually good at inventing stuff as a kid. He invented a piece of farm equipment when he was 12.
Wow.
And
don't call it a farm equipment. It was a hoe. Okay.
No, it was much more advanced than that, Chick. It was something to do with wheat.
It better be a thresher or something like that.
It was some kind of a thresher, Chick. And he was not a good student, which I think must have been interesting. He was like, son, you got a D in math. Well, I doubled your wheat production this year. How's that for math? Of course, he invented the telephone. Apparently, on February 14th, 1876 was the day that he went to the patent office. And this guy, Elisha Gray, filed a similar patent, like 2 hours after him. And a month later, on March 10th, he called his partner, Thomas Watson. Tom, do you know what he said?
Come here, Watson. I need you or something.
Close. Yes. Yeah. He said, Mr. Watson, come here. I need you.
I thought it was come here, Watson. I want you.
Mm. No, it's I need you, Chick. That was
I thought it was I want you to want me.
Yeah, it was his partner.
that was Rick Nielsen, I believe.
Yeah, I want you to want me, and then I said,
That was in Rockford, Illinois. he said, Mr. Watson, come here. I need you. At which point, I'm pretty sure Mr. Watson said, Mr. Watson, come here.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't have that one recorded though, right?
No, we don't have that one.
That was the Edison thing where he recorded the thing.
Murray had a little lamb.
Yeah.
That's another famous.
Oh, I don't know if Greg's heard this. Have you do you have that available?
Yeah, well, I think I can dig that up, okay, Greg. Okay. You continue with this is it. Here we go. This is the first recording of Edison. Greg, listen carefully because the one they play at the Smithsonian is not the real one. Here we go.
It's amazing you guys have this.
First words I spoke in the original corner. Mary had a tight little and everywhere that Mary went, I would get a Vita.
No.
Did you hear that okay, Tom, Greg?
Hey, Thomas. You got to go with what we wrote, man.
Stick to the script.
That is not going to play in Peoria.
He was very proud of his ability to ad-lib. You know
Yeah.
Filthy, man.
You stick to the script, Tom.
Okay. Sorry.
No. He offered to sell the invention to Western Union for $100,000. The Western Union president laughed at him and said it was a toy. Later, the Western Union president said if he could get it for $25 million, it would be a bargain.
Wow.
I always feel bad for these guys that like didn't buy the thing that they were supposed to buy and it became a giant invention. You know, they're probably like, well, you know what? I also turned down a stock. We were supposed to acquire Falstaff beer. And I said that was a bad idea. And it was. So
Yeah. Sometimes we don't hear about the ones where they passed, thankfully.
And that punk Bill Gates said, this is going to fly.
He invented all kinds of stuff. I thought this was interesting. You know, James Garfield, the president, was shot in the back. Mm-hmm. They brought Bell up there because they were trying to find where the bullet was, and he had devised basically the first metal detector.
Wow.
It was thrown off by the bed springs, and the doctor had the wrong side of Garfield. He basically said the bullet was on the right side and was actually on the left side, so they were not able to save Garfield. But he did develop the first sort of metal detector. I wonder how long after Garfield died were they like, you guys want to go out on the beach and find some dimes?
I mean, finding a dime back then,
yeah,
that was a weekend.
This guy invented all kinds of stuff. It was not just the phone, man. He experimented with genetics. He helped out Helen Keller. Found a device to find icebergs. He built the world's fastest speedboat at the time, a hydrofoil. You guys ever seen pictures of Alexander Graham Bell?
No. Yeah. Well, he was an old gray-haired guy, wasn't he?
Big beard. Beard, right?
Yeah, he doesn't look much like a boat guy, does he?
No, he does not.
A speedboat guy, Christy?
I agree.
Yeah, man, I'm meeting Alex down at mile marker 9. And we're picking up these broads and we're going to go to Party Cove.
Hey, we're going to gig, brother.
Yeah. Upon his death, every phone in the United States was, and indeed North America, was silenced for a short period to honor Alexander Graham Bell.
Aww.
That's annoying.
That's a lot of juice right there. You know those. Somebody's like, Grace, the phone's down. Call the phone company. No, sir. It's actually Alexander Graham Bell died. They're just doing. Oh, is that what they're doing? Huh? That's a hell of a way to honor the guy, huh? Just screw everybody that bought his invention. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
You know what? You know, when Franklin kicked off, they didn't shut down the grid.
Yeah. When Ford died, I didn't slam on my brakes.
I'll tell you this, Grace. Bell's not dead. This is just another excuse from the phone company. You keep calling them. He lived. He was born in Scotland and moved to Canada and then spent a lot of time in the U.S., but at one point, he moved back to Canada, and he was walking down Main Street, and he looked into the newspaper office, and the editor was messing with the phone. The phone wasn't working. Bell just walks in, unscrews the phone. There's a fly in there. He blows it out, screws it back, and hands it to the guy, and it works. The guy's like, how did you know how to do that? He goes, because I am the inventor of that piece of equipment, which is the most baller move I've ever heard of. Yeah. He had some pretty cool quotes. He said, when one door closes, another door opens, but so often, we look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the ones which open for us.
A little fatty. I'm glad they trimmed it down to just those first words.
Yeah.
I like this one. Great discoveries and improvements invariably involve the cooperation of many minds. I have this posted on my wall, and every time Tom interrupts me during these reports, I remind myself that it takes a team, you know?
I'm not going to interrupt you if that's what you're thinking. I'm looking at pictures of speedboats.
I know you are. I know you are. You're not listening to anything.
Well, I think, Greg, the first thing you need to realize is that if you realize Tom isn't listening to you, the last thing you want to do is ask him, what are you doing right now? Why aren't you listening to me? Because he will say, stop looking at me! Live on the air. So be careful, Greg. Be very careful. You're welcome.
I appreciate the tip.
Yeah.
He married one of his deaf students, actually, Mabel.
Carling Black Label Mabel, right?
Oh, Mabel Black Label.
Hey, Mabel, Black Label. Okay.
I'm not so sure that was her, but... Mabel's old man didn't think that Alexander Graham Bell's profession was profitable enough to marry his wife. So he couldn't marry her until he actually founded the Bell Telephone Company, and he gave her all but 10 of his 1,500 shares in the company.
Yikes.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Also, Mabel, he went by Alec, A-L-E-C. And she insisted that he change his name to Alec, A-L-E-C-K. So ooh. Mabel sounds like a psychopath to me.
She is not a looker either, let me just tell you. Whoa.
Oh, really?
Look.
Yeah.
Handsome woman.
I don't understand. Oh. So was it her father that didn't approve of him, or already married? You said husband.
No, her father. I'm sorry. Okay. Did I say husband? Yeah. Her father. Okay. I'm sorry. Her father did not approve. Her father was the first president of National Geographic. Yeah, and old Alex fixed that. National Geographic was dying, but the organization, he said it was a magazine that everybody had in their library and nobody read, and he changed the magazine to what it is today, and he
pictures of African boobs.
Yes.
That helps. That was great. How about more tribe boobs? All right.
Great day of fifth grade, discovering that there was boobs in the corner library.
Guys, I got to visit NASA this past weekend.
Is that right?
Cool.
Yeah, down in Huntsville, Alabama.
How was that?
It was pretty awesome. This guy, Parker, he's a longtime Bob and Tom listener. He's an engineer at NASA. He was at my show, and he was like, after the show, he was like, yeah, you want to go see? And I got to do all the behind-the-scenes stuff. It was pretty awesome.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And as cool as NASA was, Parker was a more interesting character. Yeah, I asked him, I go, how did you get the job at NASA? And he said, well, they called him in for an interview. And they said, how did you prepare for this interview? He goes, well, I know my stuff, so I put on Queen and listened to it for 2 hours to get ready.
That is interesting.
They went
Yeah.
Did he show you the moon landing set?
Josh.
I mean, you said you got to see some of the secret stuff.
You know the FBI's down there?
Yeah, my brother-in-law was there in Huntsville.
Yeah, that's the headquarters of the FBI. We got to drive by it. That was...
Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, man.
You're not wearing a NASA cap. You've got, what's PNL?
Oh, this is a wrestling league, a premier wrestling league that it's for elite high school wrestlers. My buddy's got a team on there. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Did you get a NASA hat?
Yeah, I got one.
Oh, cool.
It doesn't fit me that well, though.
Now, when you went by the FBI, when you said the FBI's down there, do you mean... The female body inspectors?
No, Josh, that's just a shirt.
They're kind of on all beaches, really.
Well, then it must be.
I know they are.
FBI means Finks, Boobs, and Idiots, I think.
That's what it is.
Again, guys, that's just a shirt that they have. Oh, they sell it. They sell it. It's like a novelty shirt. There's no female body inspector organization.
Well, I beg to differ.
Next you're going to tell me that DEA doesn't stand for drunk every afternoon. I'm on to you, Greg. Yeah, I see you.
I hate to break it to you, Willie.
Now, have we concluded our discussion about Mr. Alexander Graham Bell?
I think we could talk about him all day, but I think we hit the high points, Tom.
Okay. Did he invent the doorbell?
Anything else with Bell?
I don't think he did.
Yep, I mean, Alexander Graham Bell. Yep.
Okay. Is he still alive?
He looked like Don Amici,
Tom,
right?
I got to ask you a question, man.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, aren't you buddies with a bunch of contractors?
Yes, I am.
I got I'm not in my place yet. And it's all getting held up by this stuff called gypcrete.
It's like drywall, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's like a sound. It's because I live in a condo. It's like it's got a sound barrier and like fire properties. Sure. Apparently, you can't get it anywhere in the country. Gypcrete. And it's gypsumcrete. It's not a racial slur.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They got none of it, man. Can you got a lot of juice, man? Can you talk to one of your guys?
Get Greg some gypcrete.
Oh, my main guy's currently in the hospital recovering from a gallbladder removal the other night. But I'll ask him. See what he can do.
That doctor should have gone up to him and said, "Hey, we're going to remove that gallbladder today." And then 2 weeks later,
taking it
gone back to the contractor and said, "I'm sorry, it's going to be another."
Hilarious! I'll tell him you said that.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.